In the make-believe world of movies, sometimes even the food on the actor's plate is pretending to be something it's not.
We might be doing something like steak, and the actor doesn't eat steak.
That's Kendall Gensler, a leading food stylist for print, video, and now film production in New Orleans.
So we may have to take a slab of watermelon and paint it with caramel coloring so that it looks like steak, and they can continue to eat during the filming and live within their diet restrictions.
Vegetarian actors are just one of the potential challenges for a food stylist, which is, as Gensler put simply, someone who prepares food for the camera. There's the ultra-hot lighting that melts anything frozen and dries out whatever's not. And, as Gensler learned on her first movie job, 2010's The Green Lantern, there's the occasional aerial combat scene.
It was a very interesting scenario because we were shooting a very large cocktail party at the lakefront airport. And there were helicopter fighting scenes going on overhead, and we had Condor crews up in the air. So it was sort of this real trial by fire.
Gensler's career path began, not surprisingly, with a love of cooking. But as a student at Europe's famed Cordon Bleu Culinary School, creating delicious food wasn't quite enough.
Well, I love making food look beautiful, so I always have enjoyed that as opposed to just the taste and the, you know, putting it together, really seeing the finished product look beautiful was a lot of fun for me.
Gensler took that love of presentation, as well as a degree in French, and started doing food styling for cookbooks.
Doing the cookbook work and doing that initial print sort of investment in that was a lot of fun. So when I thought, well, hey, you know, I could do this on a commercial level and started marketing myself in that direction, it just sort of took off because there are not a lot of people that do this type of work.
She began doing more print work, which included publishing her own quarterly magazine, Culinary Concierge, before venturing into video and television and ultimately the film industry in 2010. In the film production world, Gensler learned that food styling comes under the prop department.
The set decorator will send me pictures of the china or the trays that she selected or, you know, what candelabra are going to be in the room, the colors of the wall, everything so that I can take all these pieces and parts and then decide what am I going to put on that plate or on that tray. Sometimes I'm given a little freedom and I can bring in some little pieces and that sort of thing. But usually I have to, you know, deal with the set decorator and the prop master and then make the decisions.
Gensler is quick to point out, however, that hers is not a glamorous job and requires lots of hard work and long hours. And even then, sometimes her efforts can go largely unnoticed, visible in one quick shot or sometimes not at all. But those challenges are overshadowed by the chance to work with some of the most talented folks in the industry, like Quentin Tarantino and Jamie Foxx of Django Unchained.
They built the interior of the plantation on the soundstage, and the dining room that we were working in was actually upstairs, and there was sort of like a gallery banister around the entire center. Jamie Foxx just started dancing one day with two of the women that were dressed as servants. And it was surreal because he was dancing to My Prerogative, and it was this sort of just impromptu performance that really, you know, let me and the rest of the crew kind of let your braids down, and the light mixers started making the interior look like a disco and this sort of thing. And it was one of those moments that I just said to myself, you know, how did I get here? This is unbelievable that I'm watching this and I'm a part of this. And I just can't emphasize more, being surrounded by that level of talent is just really exciting.
To learn more about the film industry in New Orleans, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. That's NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Brian Friedman.